"So we're talking scars?" Grandpa said, leaning up from his rocking chair, his good eye glittering. "From when you were a werewolf," I said. "Got your listening ears on there, little pup?" Grandpa said, and peeled the left sleeve of his shirt up higher and higher, rolling it until it was strangling his skinny arm. "See it?" he said, turning his arm over. I stood, leaned over to look. "Touch it," he said. I did. It was a smooth, pale little divot of skin, as big around as the tip of my finger. "You got shot?" I said, with my whole body. "It's not a bullet hole," Grandpa said, working the sleeve of his shirt back down. "A bullet in the front leg's like a bee sting to a real werewolf. This was worse." "Worse?" I said. "A tick," Grandpa said, pinching his fingers out to show how small a tick is. "A tick?" I said. "It probably came from this fat doe I'd pulled down the night before," Grandpa said. "That tick jumped ship, went to where the beating heart was. But I couldn't reach it. That was the thing. I couldn't even see it. And your grandma, she knew that the fat ones like that are full of babies. She said if she grabbed it with the needle noses, popped it, the babies would all go in my blood, and then they'd be like watermelon seeds in my stomach."